in open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Okay, let's get the week off to a good start here, this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we do have good stuff for you tonight. Bernie Kosar will join us in his pretty regular Monday slot. Going to talk about the rookie minicamp with him, get some big picture thoughts there. Also going to hear from tight end Jordan Cameron. Big part of the discussion on how this Browns offense is going to improve in 2013. Will the tight end be a big part of the passing game, as large a part as people speculate it will, given who the head coach is, Rob Chudzinski, and how the tight end matters to his offensive planning? North Turner, the offensive coordinator. Yeah, it is something that I think they want to see take a huge forward step. And Ben Watson's gone, and now Jordan Cameron gets his turn to step up. So let's check in with him. OTAs begin tomorrow. They run tomorrow through Thursday. So good to get some thoughts on a player who has been part of what has been 7 weeks of an off-season program, the veterans who have been part of that, and now gets to look toward more on-field work and other work that goes on with coaches. So what kind of progress is he making? I think Jordan Cameron's making some very good progress, and I think there's reason to be optimistic about his contribution to the Browns this year. In addition to that, we're going to get some quarterback talk going, some serious in-depth quarterback talk. A former NFL QB, a guy by the name of Jim Miller, is going to join this show. He's an analyst for SiriusXM NFL Radio. He also does media work for the Chicago Bears, one of the teams he played for the Patriots as well. Jim Miller, a very insightful guy, a real professor when it comes to talking about quarterbacks, quarterback play, and it'll be interesting to hear his assessment of not only Brandon Whedon, but also Jason Campbell, and the competition that presumably begins in earnest tomorrow when these guys take the field, the veterans do, for OTAs. Some news today, the Browns signing some players that were part of the rookie minicamp these past few days. Sunday, Saturday, starting last Friday, Akeem Auguste was one guy, defensive back, who was signed. T.J. Conley, a punter who had been with the Jets and was added to, but most recently punted in the league in 2011 with the Jets as a regular punter. D-lineman Nicholas Jean-Baptiste is here as well. And defensive back Abdul Kenna, along with linebacker Asar Walcott. Those guys have been added. And among those who were, those who were waived, Kevin Barnes, the DB, wide receiver Mike Edwards. I liked his speed. I don't know. They didn't take my judgment on him. And I also like this guy who got waived, Papaya Falamalu. Just I like the name, but no, I thought he was a promising looking athlete, but he is now available for employment elsewhere. And punter Jake Shum also were part of this, as well as Ricky Tunstall. I think he was a kid from Delaware, defensive back that some people asked about. So they are now ex-Browns with their brief time as Browns. All right. And your questions, comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, you email those questions to us as well. Let's go to Twitter for this first one. David from Twitter says, is it possible that the Browns would have Jabal Sheard, Barkevious Mingo, and Paul Kruger on the field at the same time in some sort of a multi-front? And my answer to that is yes, absolutely, because I think their physical traits vary enough. When you look at Kruger, bigger, stronger guy, the largest of that trio, I think, generally, and then you compare him to Jabal Sheard, another big guy, and then with Mingo, the smaller weight-wise of the three, I think they bring different skill sets to what you want to do with fronts, especially it's situational. In situations where a team, could be running or throwing, and you want to be kind of ready for that, maybe with personnel that could handle that, and you want to take a chance on maybe getting a blitz call going if you're sure of the tendency that that opponent shows, and then you've got the personnel on the field to handle that and also handle coverage if you have to. But can they be stout enough to deal with the run? Guys like Paul Kruger, Jabal Sheard, I think would be up to that. So certain looks like that, absolutely. Change it up. Give them a different look and get those three guys on the field at the same time to tear after the passer if that's ultimately what comes down on the play. All right, in a couple of minutes, you are going to hear from the one and only Bernie Kosar, regular on this show, get his thoughts on rookie minicamp. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this football Monday edition right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hey Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better at Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like Die Hard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 5/18. Free tire of equal or lesser value. Rebate ends 6/1. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
Why should men shop at TJ Maxx and Marshalls? One, you can get all the awesome brand names. Two, you can get them for less than department stores, and that's awesome. Three, you'll look stylish and awesome. Four, she'll think you look awesome. Five, you'll actually be awesome, which is awesome. So head to TJ Maxx and Marshalls and get all the awesome brands for men. Two stores, two awesome ways to score. Find a store near you at awesomeforless.com.
Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, bringing us back with a little AC/DC. We've got that coming up next, too. So it's a Bernie song, but there's also the Bernie theme song, and that's part of his intro. But before we get to all of that, we got to tell you this. Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. We're going to cue the music here because this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, Bernie, oh, now you can throw. Yeah.
And he joins us via the Revel Wireless Hotline, Bernie Kosar. And Bernie, rookie mini camp, not a ton to take away from it because only 3 days of just the rookies here and only five of them were draft picks. And of those five, you didn't even have one of them on the field because he's still recovering from the Achilles injury, Jamore Slaughter from Notre Dame. So it was limited to a lot of undrafted players, a lot of tryout players. But here's the thing, a couple of things that stood out. Barkevius Mingo heard a lot of questions about whether he's just simply too skinny to play in the NFL at 237 pounds, 6'4". His answers to that are what impressed me. And basically what he said was, I'm just fine, which I would say I don't know that he is. I think he needs to gain the weight, but I like the attitude of saying, hey, I'm here to play. I don't see myself as lacking something right off the bat.
Well, Vic, that's a really good point. And I like to look at things from a couple different perspectives. And your number one pick, any draft pick, any guy who's undrafted, free agent who came in, the 18 guys who came in as part of this mini camp, or the five draft picks, I really believe it's imperative that they have a belief in themselves that given their God-given gifts of athleticism, height, weight, speed, strength, ability to make plays, I really believe it's imperative that they believe in themselves. And they believe that given where they are right now, that they can compete. Now, that being said, can they really compete at that level given currently where they're at, given their current God-given gifts, and have they grown them, progressed it? Can they get stronger, faster, gain more weight, learn more technique? Absolutely yes to the latter part of my statement. They can get bigger, stronger, faster, add weight, add technique, add some new rapport repetitions to their game. They absolutely could do that. But that's for the coaches and for themselves to learn and grow over time. So you want guys who believe in themselves, that they believe they can make plays. You don't want guys coming in here thinking, well, in 18 months, I'm going to gain 15, 20 pounds. I'm going to learn the system. I'm going to be able then to learn some technique, and then I'll be able to be a good football player. It absolutely makes me nauseous to hear anybody even say that, let alone think that. So whether it's they can or can't, their belief that they can is one important step. And then secondarily, if their work ethic is there, and a guy like Mingo, who at basically 6'4 and change and a little north of 240 pounds, and just looking at him, is it realistic to think he could gain 25, 30 pounds in the next 6 months and sustain that weight and continue with his speed and athleticism? Probably not. Is it realistic to think he could gain maybe 5 or 10 pounds of strength and weight? That's probably realistic. Over a couple of years period, 24 to 36 months,
right,
the odds of him gaining probably 20 to 30 sustainable pounds that don't inhibit his speed and athleticism is very realistic. And I think ultimately that's the goal. I'm not trying to lay out or deflect for for 3 years from now being a good football player, because I think he can do enough with his athleticism and his God-given gifts today to make plays in the NFL. I just think he could keep getting better over time.
In the short run, Bernie, in the short run, I think most people will tell you, most personnel people will tell you that sustainable ability to keep weight is like 5 to 10 pounds. And that's really short run type of look. And I think that would be, you know, the immediate thought or the immediate goal of the Browns to try to get him to something that he can keep on. The kid clearly has the high burn metabolism, and he clearly struggles to keep weight, and that was understood. But I also think the key with his skill level, with his intelligence, instincts, how he picks things up. And that was what I paid attention to. He looked like he knew where he was supposed to be dropping into coverage. He knew like he was where he was supposed to be when it came to rushing the passer, and in terms of the timing of those. And again, it's against air. You're saying it's against other rookies, so you're really not seeing anything that resembles what he's going to deal with, even when all the Browns veterans are together on the field with the rookies. But you got the feeling that he was not out of place as an NFL outside linebacker.
Well, again, I think that's a really good point. And for Browns fans, something that we all should, you know, enjoy to see coming out of this rookie camp. Look, at people typically with their first-round picks, good or bad, success or not, they tend to prop them up in these types of periods. It was nice and refreshing for me to see him playing, see how he acts, see how other coaches and people, and more importantly, teammates, respond to his ability to understand the plays and execute the plays. And he seems to have the gift of understanding the, we call it, you know, football intelligence, that kind of it factor of understanding the concept of the play is one thing, but understanding what you're supposed to do, the concept of the play, and then how to use all those concepts and teaching points and God-given gifts you've been given to actually execute and make a play. And sometimes that stuff's not teachable, and you either have the ability to make plays or you don't. And again, it's early, it's not pads, it's that stuff, but he did nothing in his first rookie minicamp to show that he's not capable of having that ability to understand and make plays. And I thought that was refreshing and fun to watch.
Bernie Kosar joining us via the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Bernie, Leon McFadden, the Browns' third-round draft pick, again, the height issue or the size issue coming up with him, as it did with Mingo, in his case, height for McFadden, 5'9 and change. But in terms of what he's being asked to do, I think it's more about how he plays the cornerback position than it is about how much height he might not have relative to some of the other corners in the league, even some of the other corners who are coming out in the draft and the trend toward bigger, taller corners in the NFL. You think about the fact that Sheldon Brown had been on that other side, and he wasn't the biggest guy. He was only 5'9". You think about the fact that Buster Skrine, who's the other guy in the conversation to compete at cornerback, also a 5'9 player. But I think with McFadden, all the talk about instincts, intelligence, grasp, you know, anticipation of what he needs to do and doing it right and avoiding mistakes, these are the kinds of things that I think he has a chance to maximize and enhance his ability to become a starter.
Well, I agree with you. Me and you talked on the show last week about how without contact, without pads, being able to adequately judge the quarterbacks, the front seven and their ability to pass rush, when you're not allowed contact in a contact sport like football, certain positions, it's really tough to analyze and grade and practice being able to make plays and to handle things under duress, like pass rushing, pass protection, quarterbacking, throwing balls. All that being said, receivers and DBs, as sometimes critical as I've been on those positions for sometimes their lack of aggressiveness within the game of football, I think those positions you see more contact, and it's more realistic. It's more game-like atmosphere at the defensive back position and the receiver position. And you're 100% right. The ability of a cornerback, a secondary player, to understand quarterback drops, his ability or lack of ability to read the quarterback eyes, his instincts on jumping routes, understanding route concepts and understanding where people are going with the ball and where the ball is going, his sense of timing is all stuff that whether it's a rookie mini camp, post-draft, training camp, or a game, those are somewhat game-like, similar areas that you could really get a good judgment of, and to see bump coverage, and even though it's not supposed to be physical, receivers and DBs are trying to make the team. They're trying to make a first impression with their coaching staff. And you see a lot of good, realistic game tempo type stuff. And I think McFadden had a fantastic first few days of showing that he enjoys the contact, he enjoys the game, but he has some of the instincts that I really like to see if I'm a quarterback not having to throw against him. I like to see DBs with those type instincts.
Another thing I liked, and this is similar to Mingo, is the attitude thing too. With regard to the questions about whether or not he's tall enough to play this game or to be effective as a starter in the NFL, he comes back with, hey, I've got a chip on my shoulder because of that. I mean, that's the reason why he was available in the third round. He knows that, and he's definitely using it as motivation. I have no problem with that. I like the fact that he's thinking that way, and as we mentioned earlier about Mingo, hearing those questions about his weight issues, and both guys basically saying, hey, look, we're here. We can compete. You know, you guys can talk about our size all you want in the media, whatever. We'll show you.
Yeah, well, there's a little statistic or group of people that I like to analyze every year. And this is right up, I like to think, my sweet spot or higher success rate of success. When you look at things like this, there's a lot of money at stake in where you're drafted now. With the rookie wage scale, and you being picked in the first round at number six, like Mingo was, or you drop, like Sharif Floyd did from the University of Florida, who has an incredible story behind him of his personal life and him growing up, thinking he was possibly going to go third to the Raiders, and then he's drafted in like in the mid-20s or something. The guy, history has showed, especially over the last 5 years, the guys who go later, significantly later than when they should have, and have that chip on their shoulder, from a position other than quarterback, they tend to show an incredible resiliency and sense of purpose to trying to prove people wrong, and seeing some of the success stories of guys who have gone later than they should but end up showing that they deserve to be in the NFL, it's an awesome thing, because one of the true tests and tough tests is, me and you talk about a lot on the air and off the air, is the money, the fame, the notoriety that comes with these high draft picks. And some of the guys who get picked where they should have or high and get the nice contracts, they end up having a lot more friends. They have new family that shows up.
Yeah.
They feel good about themselves. The reporters are all talking to them. In this period of May, June, July, August, everything tends to be pretty positive in terms of the compliments that are coming at them. That tends sometimes to weaken certain players, whereas the guys that have a chip on their shoulder, the guys that probably think they should have gone higher, expected to gone higher, were told by teams that they're going to be picked if they're there at this pick, and then aren't picked. Some of those guys turn out to have this focus and aggressiveness that I absolutely love, that kind of keeps their eyes on the target, their eyes on the right prize of trying to be a successful, fantastic, contributing player that wins games. And there's been some incredible stories about that. And them are the type of guys that I really feel comfortable with putting my name behind them.
Bernie, outstanding. Appreciate it. And we'll do this again next week.
Sounds great.
He is Bernie Kosar. He joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we have got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best. best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease America's best-selling truck, the F-150, for only $229. That's right, only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Simplify and save this spring at Rebel Wireless. Hashtag Rebel Saves.
Yoga? I don't know how you do it. It's all about clearing your mind. Impossible. Between picking up the kids, what color to paint the hallway, when my mother-in-law is coming, and where did I put the other shoe to that really, really cute pair that I love? And oh, the bills. You need to free yourself. Start with your wireless bill. But I have switched to Rebel Wireless. Rebel? As in nationwide, unlimited everything, no contract, save me a ton of money, Rebel Wireless. That sounds relaxing. Uh-huh. It's everything I want from wireless without the big bill. Everything? And now I save over $50 a month. Wow, but I love my... phone? Rebel has all the latest smartphones for great prices that do everything your overpriced one does. Well, I'm feeling more limber already.
Free is in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with the new Rebel smartphone purchase and activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
Hey, Golf Tech's Plan of Attack Swing Evaluation is available right now through May 29th. For just $99, you get a 60-minute swing evaluation from the certified pros over at Golf Tech. Fine-tune your swing with their state-of-the-art swing technology. Four Northeast Ohio locations, East, West, Canton, and now open in Brecksville at the Millside Shopping Center. It's golftech.com, GOLFTEC.com. Golf Tech's Plan of Attack sale happening now. Proven path, proven results at Golf Tech.
Hi, gang. Riz here. Someone asked me the other day, why isn't Gillingham Ford open on Sundays? I said, look, simple. Rob, Bob, and Matt want their staff to be home with their families on Sundays. They also said, are they closed on holidays as well? Yep, most of them. Folks, it's what I've been telling you. Bob Gillingham Ford, family still comes first. All Ford dealers have the same product, but not the same people. Take Bill Bell, for example. Vietnam vet, sales rep, 29 years and counting. Says something to have an employee with you for that long in this day and age. He's one of a number of sales professionals with 20-plus years of experience who want to show you the incredible, efficient Ford lineup, from Focus to F-Series. Look, don't get sold, get educated. Let open, honest, and fair guide you to your next buying experience. It all happens at Bob Gillingham Ford. Folks, they are the home of the real deal. See them at BobGillinghamFord.com. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. Bob Gillingham Ford.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
I'm Dave DiNatale. The Indians gained a split today in their doubleheader with the Yankees. In Game 1, it was Justin Masterson pitching a four-hit shutout as the Tribe beat the Yankees 1-0. Masterson struck out 8, walked 3 batters in his 9-inning shutout. But in Game 2, it was all Yankees as they shut out the Indians. A little taste of their own medicine, 7-0. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, continues. I'm Dave DiNatale.
With you on a football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And a short while ago, I had a chance to sit down in the locker room with Browns tight end Jordan Cameron, getting caught up with him on what's been going on over these past 7 weeks. And I asked him how the offseason workouts have been going so far.
so far there's been a lot of learning. You know, there's a whole new offense and a brand new scheme, and so the coaches have been really trying to get down the details of the offense, and I think so far so good. There's a lot, like I said, we got a, there's a lot of different things from what we did last year, and I think they've been pushing us pretty hard, and it's definitely, it's going to benefit in the, during the season, I think.
Is it, would it be fair to characterize it as more complicated or more complex than it was, and is that the biggest part of the learning challenge, or is it just because it's different?
Yeah, it's pretty complex, and there's a whole new, it's like I said, it's all new. We're running all over the place. There's a lot of guys in a lot of different spots and moving around a lot in formations, and there's adjustments you have to make that the details are a little bit more fine. You know, the fine-tuning of things is a little different from last year, and I think that's the hardest part, is just knowing where you got to go and knowing exactly what to do. And I think we get those little details down, you'll see this coming in OTAs, guys will be flying around.
Yeah, and those are coming up tomorrow, and we want to talk about that, but also want to get back to the point of what the tight end means in this offense as well. When you consider that your head coach, Rob Jedzinski, a former tight end in college, and in his previous work as a coordinator, how involved the tight end is in the offense, North Turner doing what he did in San Diego with a guy named Antonio Gates, who's probably headed for the Hall of Fame. As you see that as a tight end, what's it mean to you?
It's a big opportunity. You know, these, they, like you said, they use the tight ends a lot. They get they stretch them up the field, get them up vertically, and they know what they're doing. They're proven that they can turn tight ends loose in this offense and really showcase them and showcase their athleticism with the guys they had. And even Coach Embry, tight ends coach, he coached Gonzalez his first couple of years in the league, and Fred Davis and Cooley. So they know what they're doing with tight ends, and I'm just listening to them. They've got guys where they needed to be, and so just I'm doing whatever they're telling me to do.
The biggest part of what's happened up to this point in the offseason program is the physical conditioning strength work that you've been doing with Brad Roll, the Browns' new strength and conditioning coach. Give me a sense from your perspective on how you've benefited from that. What have been the focus points for you individually?
They're doing a lot of conditioning. We're doing a lot of running. I think guys are really in shape this year. You know, that we're working out a lot, and along with the new food in the cafeteria is really beneficial for us as athletes. You know, we're getting our rest. They're really focused on that and eating right, and then incorporate that with the conditioning we're doing and the weightlifting we're doing with these this kind of circuit type training. I think guys are really in shape and able to run longer and faster, and a lot of focus on stretching with these movements too. So I think injuries will be less, and just a lot of little things that I think really add up.
Is it my imagination? You do seem kind of bigger and stronger yourself. I mean, just the eyeball test. But, I mean, from your standpoint, have you changed physically just in terms of your overall makeup?
Definitely. You know, I think they do these little body fat things that we do, and I think every week it's decreasing and decreasing. And I think it's just, like I said, it's the new food in the cafeteria, and the way we're working out is a lot of running, and I think it's good. And it's, especially with this offense and the way we move, it's like we're running everywhere. So it definitely translates to the field.
Visiting with Jordan Cameron, Browns tight end, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's talk about the OTAs. They start tomorrow and they run through Thursday. What will those entail compared to maybe what you did in the voluntary minicamp that was held? Just the differences there that you can expect overall. Is it a more advanced course of installation and again, learning what this offense will be all about?
Yeah, I think we'll have more time with our position coaches to kind of get the details of our own specific assignments down with for tight ends and be blocking and footwork regarding that. And I think there's a lot of time. We're probably going to go back to install one and then kind of go over that with the first OTA and then go down the line with as the OTAs progress. So I think there's a lot of fine-tuning in these next 10 practices that we have, and I think it's probably the most beneficial is to get all the little things down.
Are you setting some kind of individual goals for yourself through this offseason beyond the body fat thing, the counts with weight and gaining strength? On the field, are there certain things that you're focused on that you just want to say, okay, today or this week or this session, I want to improve here?
Yeah, you know, our coach gives us little note cards that says you need to get better at this, and that helps with my goals. You know, like the way we use our feet and our technique with the steps that we use in our hand placement. Like every day I go in thinking, all right, I got to get better doing this. I got to get better at getting my depth on my routes. Or there's definitely certain goals. It's kind of a day-by-day thing. And, I try to take it day-by-day because it's a long haul. It's a marathon. So, like, I focus on little things. And I think if you do that like a daily thing, a routine where you write down what you're going to get better at that day and you focus on that. And at the end of the season, I think if you keep doing that, it's going to really pay off and you'll really benefit from the little things that you were taking care of throughout the whole year.
And Jordan, it's going to be competitive. It always is. There are other tight ends on this team vying all for the spot, the top spot for playing time, whatever it might be. But let's be honest about it, too. Ben Watson's no longer here. Alex Smith no longer here. Two veterans who are part of this team. And Watson, of course, who had held that primary role. There's an opportunity. There's a door open, I'm sure, that you see for yourself to seize. And going into year three, your mindset must be focused on that.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm ready for a bigger role. The opportunity's there, like you're saying, with the other guys gone. And I've had 2 years of sitting behind Ben and Alex and watching them, and they're perfect examples for me on and off the field. So it's definitely think it's been a great thing being behind them and watching them, how they prepare for games and how they're in the classroom and how they work on it on the field. So, you know, I think I'm ready. You know, I've been working my butt off for this moment, and, you know, I couldn't ask for anything more.
Yeah, you just want to show, and it's not about talking about it, obviously.
No,
it's about going out there and showing it.
Yeah, there's nothing to say. You'll see. I'm going to work my butt off, like I said, and I'm, like I said, ready for the opportunity, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get on the field and try to make a positive impact.
Great. Jordan, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right, now we're going to take a look at the guys who throw the ball to guys like Jordan Cameron, the quarterbacks, in a very interesting situation developing for the Browns. Competition at that position between incumbent Brandon Whedon, the incumbent starter, and newcomer, he's not a newcomer to the league, but he's a newcomer to the Browns, Jason Campbell. Going to get a good, thorough quarterback breakdown of that by a former NFL quarterback who knows his stuff, Jim Miller, and you hear him on SiriusXM NFL Radio. He's one of the regular analysts for that network. I work with him multiple times. Guy is amazing. And we're going to hear from him shortly. That's coming up in about 2 minutes on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling fuel-efficient Focus for only $129. That's right, only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Bruce Hooley here, and it's time to start your plan of attack at Golf Tech. Now through May 29th, get to one of Golf Tech's 4 Northeast Ohio locations and receive a 60-minute swing evaluation for only $99. That's right, only $99. You'll be on your way to a better swing with Golf Tech's state-of-the-art training technology. Located East, West, Canton, and now in Brecksville, or get to golftech.com. It's Golf Tech's plan of attack sale. Proven path, proven results. Golf Tech.
Thanks for coming into the bank, Mr. Jones. I prepared an estimate of our fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage.
What? $6,000? That's a lot of money.
Yes, but think about how lucky you are to get a mortgage from a big bank that's been around 150 years.
Don't pay your bank thousands of dollars in fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage. Call Cash Call at 877-860-CASH. Get a 2.5% rate and APR fixed for 15 years with no fees and no closing costs of any kind without raising your loan balance. Don't be a dummy. Save your money. Make the Cash Call now to 877-860-CASH. cash. That's 877-860-CASH or go to cashcall.com. Call 877-860-CASH. Cash calling. Equal housing lender. Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rates subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. NMLS unique identifier 38512.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Well, if you want to see Clint Dempsey, Michael Bradley, and the U.S. soccer team take on Belgium on May 29th at First Energy Stadium, go to ussoccer.com for your tickets and for your info. Tell you all about it there and see if you want to be in on that game, which is coming up on May 29th, right around the corner here. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. We go to the Revel Wireless Hotline now to talk with Jim Miller, former NFL quarterback, and he's an outstanding analyst for Sirius XM NFL Radio. He's been with us before. Jim, I want to talk about the quarterback situation with the Browns, because beginning tomorrow, the OTAs, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and the discussion leading up to this over these past couple of weeks has been about the intensified thoughts of quarterback competition here, that it's Brandon Whedon and Jason Campbell primarily fighting it out for a starting job, and that nothing's being handed to Whedon, and probably the point of demarcation, even though they've already had a voluntary minicamp, but the point of demarcation for a competition would start now through these off-season OTAs, these workouts, where there'd be more sharing of or split duties of working with the starters.
Well, I definitely think Cleveland has a healthy situation at quarterback, because, you know, I've been in three-way battles where it doesn't work in terms of the distribution of the repetitions when you're competing to be a starter. So they've got two guys there in Brandon Whedon and Jason Campbell, and I personally believe Jason Campbell was given assurances for him to sign in Cleveland that he would have every opportunity to win that starting job. And I know that personally because I talked to Jason Campbell last year with the Chicago Bears. Everybody knows I do a lot of Bears work, and yep. He said, hey, you know, last year was just basically a sit-back year to try and position himself to be a starter in the National Football League again. And I think Cleveland extended that opportunity to Jason Campbell. So it's very healthy. I think it's a good situation for Cleveland, because even during training camp, they can take it all the way up to probably the last preseason game. Just having two guys there competing to be a starter to really make these guys prove themselves up until the last minute to name a starter. So I think it's a good situation to have, and I think both quarterbacks have been given assurances that they will compete up to the very end.
What about Campbell, besides the fact that he has those 71 career starts going for him, what else in his game do you think, Jim, that he can bring to the table that would allow him to possibly have the edge in this battle?
Well, I think you mentioned there, one is experience, his leadership. He's been in a lot of different systems in his tenure in the National Football League, whether it's in Washington, out there for the Oakland Raiders, and even his time spent for Chicago. I think he's been in like seven or eight different offenses, even though he's still considered, in my opinion, a pretty young quarterback, just when you look at his age. But I think, you know, when you look at North Turner's offense, it's a deep play-action style offense. He goes down the field where he's pass protection conscious and lets the quarterback really take advantage of his big arm. My only complaint about Jason Campbell is he has the big arm to do it, but I question his accuracy. His ball placement is not always in the best spot. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you're throwing a go route where a cornerback and a receiver are running together stride for stride, you know, sometimes you got to back shoulder that receiver, or you lay it really far out ahead of the receiver, or just put the ball in a position where your receiver has the best chance to come down with the football. And I think that is what Jason Campbell struggles with. His intermediate passing game is fantastic. His short game and his intermediate game is awesome. But I question the ball placement down the field in deep play action offenses.
And is that something, you look at North Turner being the quarterback doctor and in his role as offensive coordinator, quarterback's coach, as a guy just known for his ability to fix the problems of quarterbacks, enhance their skills, The kinds of things you're describing with Campbell, are those things that can be ironed out with Turner's influence and coaching, and let's throw Rob Chudzinski into this conversation as well, through this offseason and training camp?
Well, yeah, I think you can clear it up. One, you got to work on it. There's no doubt about that. He's got to work on just, you know, when they talk things out, when they're reviewing, say, a practice or a game film and say, hey, that ball's better suited to be back shoulder. This ball placement is better to be out in front. And also, Norv Turner can correct it through play calls. You can clear up a lot of reads on a defense just by the offensive alignment alone, knowing what you're going to get in terms of the alignment from a defense. So he can clear it up to really make it evident where the one-on-one situations are to make Jason Campbell or Brandon Whedon feel more comfortable unloading a ball down the field. So it's definitely something that can be worked on. It can be corrected, and you can increase your accuracy down the field.
Jim Miller, former NFL quarterback and an analyst now for SiriusXM NFL Radio, does some broadcast work for the Chicago Bears as well. Very familiar with all things quarterbacking in the National Football League, and I know you've paid close attention to Brandon Whedon through his rookie year last year, and you got a lot of thoughts on him. Let's start, Jim, with what you saw of Whedon in 2012 and what you need to see for him to make strides in 2013.
Well, I think we know. He comes into the NFL very mature at 28. I don't think anybody questions that about his age, but he's still a rookie. You know, he was still a rookie last year for Cleveland. He is a big, strong-arm quarterback, and it's almost like Cleveland wanted to go in the opposite direction because, granted, Colt McCoy, who is inferior athletically, you know, here Brandon Whedon's the ultra-opposite, comes with the big arm and all those type of things, but I wouldn't necessarily say that he's a good fit or was a good fit in Pat Shurmur's West Coast offense. And what I mean by that is, you know, just the footwork that's involved, the rhythm and timing of passing is much different than when Brandon Whedon came out of Oklahoma State. And now when you look at his you know, offense that he's going to be running under Norv Turner, I think it's a perfect fit because I think both Rob Chudzinski and Norv Turner, who are basically disciples of one another, they love the big arm guys. And I think Whedon is an accurate down the field thrower who comes with a very strong arm and will feel more comfortable in an offense he's better suited for to take advantage of his skills.
What are some of the things mechanically that Norv Turner can do with him as far as, I know you talked about play calling being a very helpful thing with all quarterbacks in response to the question about Campbell, but when it comes to Whedon, who is obviously far less accomplished, has far less experience, and seems to still be in that molding area where you can keep his, get finer points of his game sorted out now, where are the places that you could envision Turner, and knowing what you do of him, that he could address?
Well, I always go back to imagine Troy Aikman down there in Dallas when Norv Turner was calling plays. I mean, his feet were like pistons, man. I mean, he had great footwork when he was throwing a bang eight, and for anybody out there, that's a skinny post. And Troy Aikman's footwork was just phenomenal, and how he planted off that back step and delivered a strike to Michael Irvin on, say, a skinny post route like that. So I think footwork is always something you can work on with a quarterback because that's going to increase accuracy. And then understanding what you're seeing from a defense and understanding how to attack it. And with that, with the understanding, comes great confidence. And with confidence, because you trust what you see, you're going to be accurate and you're going to play with a lot of confidence. So I still think that's where Brandon Whedon is. He's got to play with more confidence. I don't think last year he always trusted what he was seeing. That's why at times he was an inaccurate thrower, and you really couldn't, digest what a good arm and good accuracy he did have coming out of college, just because it didn't display itself. You know, he just was uneasy and uncomfortable about what he was seeing. So I definitely think Norv Turner will clean up those two areas of his game.
And does the fact that he's going to, in Turner's offense, spend more time in shotgun formation, which was obviously something we saw, what, more than 70% of the time, I think, with the Chargers and Phillip Rivers. And Whedon talked about this, too, just immediately falling in love with the fact that he was in shotgun a lot during voluntary workouts. And we presume, you know, that'll continue to be the case through these OTAs and so forth. Do you see that having an influence in helping his ability to improve, and how would it impact him?
Yeah, because I've always believed this, that when you're in shotgun, it allows you to survey the defense a lot better. Here you're already 5 yards back. You get the football in your hands from a shotgun snap before the defensive line even gets a step off the football, and you're already 5 yards deep. And plus, it's when you look at the shotgun, he ran quite a bit of it at Oklahoma State, so he feels very comfortable in shotgun to begin with. And again, that's going to increase his confidence and things like that when you look at Brandon Weeden. So it's a good fit. I think like anything else, you try to accentuate a player's positives and de-emphasize their weaknesses, and that's what Noah Turner has a history of doing throughout his play-calling career.
One of the other things Brandon mentioned that I wanted to share with you from the perspective of you having played the quarterback position and been around quarterbacks when you were in New England, a guy named Tom Brady there, you know about leadership and command and how important that is. One of the things Weeden didn't have going for him and admitted after the offseason, one of the offseason workout practices, the voluntary practice, that he didn't feel he was accomplished enough, obviously as a rookie coming in, to have the authority to be more of a proactive leader. That guys like Joe Thomas, six Pro Bowls being around him, why would they listen to him? That sort of thing. And he feels now he could be more assertive and proactive. Does that come around? Do you either have that or you don't, or can you develop that? And what he's talking about, can you actually make progress in the leadership area?
Yeah, I definitely think it's an area you could develop and grow in as a player. And you know, a lot of times, you know, it has to be earned. You know, bottom line is your teammates want to see a guy who's tough, who can come in and lead, like you said. But in order to earn that, you have to go through it. And I also think it comes with, again, Brandon Weeden not feeling comfortable in the offense. You know, you can't really talk with authority or command unless you know every nuance of the offense yourself, because these guys are there to follow you. They want you to be the leader in the huddle. And by default, the quarterback position is the leader. But unless you've got command of the whole playbook, it's going to be very hard for guys to follow you. You really have to really display that swagger every day, inform guys about what their assignment is. You've got to be just as knowledgeable about what their job is and about what your job is. And so I just think it's more knowledge for him to gain more experience. He should learn every nuance of North Turner's offense, and then he can talk with the authority and leadership, because that would command respect, because players are going to know where he's coming from, and he knows everybody's assignment in order to execute a play to get it done to the fullest potential of that play.
Nothing helps a quarterback's confidence more, too, than having people that he trusts catching the football. So, Josh Gordon, in year two, the progress that we think he can make. You look at Greg Little now in year three, how much he should be advancing in his career. And then you look at the addition that the Browns made in a draft trade with Miami, bringing in Devon Bess to be that experienced slot receiver they need. Do you like what you're seeing among the Browns pass catchers right now?
I really like him. And I've said this numerous times, Dick, that I think Josh Gordon was a steal of a supplemental draft pick. Some will say that's too high. But if you listen to anybody about those receivers down at Baylor, and everybody knows Kendall Wright got drafted first round by Tennessee last year, and you look at Josh Gordon, who goes in the supplemental draft pick, and now Terrence Williams, who gets drafted this year by the Dallas Cowboys, it was between Terrence Williams and Josh Gordon, who a lot of people perceive to be the best player out of all of them. There are some people that suggested he should have went, he would have been rated higher this draft, Josh Gordon, than say the kid who got drafted by Jacksonville a year ago. I mean, in the first round. So
yeah, Justin Blackman.
I think Justin Blackman, everybody rated him higher than Justin Blackman. So I think Josh Gordon has buku talent. I think he's very young, just like all those other receivers. Even Greg Little, he needs to take the next step when you look at Greg Little. Too many dropsies in terms of his pass-catching ability. But I do like him as a big-bodied, physical receiver as well. He's what we call a coverage dictator, just due to his size at the X receiver position. Now you factor in Devon Bess. You got two trees on the outside in Gordon and Little, and now you got the little guy working the slot in Devon Bess, who I think is very underrated. There's been a quarterback problems down there in Miami. Granted, it was a rookie last year in Ryan Tannehill, but there was no consistency at the quarterback spot. So now you've got a good trio of receivers and factor in the tight end in Cameron. And I think, you know, they're young, they're talented, but yet they've got to grow. And they've got to grow together now in a new system that they're learning there in Cleveland. But I like the skill position players of the Browns, not to mention the running back, who wasn't a bad pick a year ago either. So that is a good set of skill position players who are young and will continue to improve moving forward.
Jim, love the insights and knowledge. We appreciate you taking the time to join us.
All right, thank you, Vic.
He is Jim Miller, and he joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we have got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Liberty for the best selection of pre-owned vehicles in Ohio. Save with hundreds of vehicles priced under $10,000. 0% APR for 60 months on certified pre-owned Fords. Special internet pricing and more. Make it easy and shop all five of our locations' inventory in one place. LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Fans, unite! Season tickets are on sale now. Purchase your season tickets today and be a part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on becoming a new Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
For your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that our award-winning customer service is so good we have an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. So call Alarm Force today and get a home alarm system with no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring. And know that every Alarm Force system is backed by the best customer service in the industry.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
The wait for Cleveland football is over. That's right, Cleveland. Right now, it's football time at the Cube. Don't miss the high-scoring, energy-packed excitement of Gladiators football.
Join Gladiators as we salute the troops on Saturday, May 18th at 7. Anyone with a military ID gets in free to the game. Offer valid for Quicken Loans during a box office only.
Tickets start at only $10. To call 216-420-2222. Visit ClevelandGladiators.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Get in the action now.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
All right, let's go to your questions, comments to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. T.Y. Holmes, 33, Twitter, asks if the Browns are going to run the ball more this year. Great running back. We don't have the quarterback who can throw the ball 40 times. Run it. Well, I don't agree with your premise that the Browns lack that quarterback. I think between Brandon Whedon and Jason Campbell, you just heard Jim Miller talking about it too, they have a guy who could be throwing that many passes a game easily. I don't think that's the ideal, though. I think what they want in terms of ideal correspondence between or balance, ideal balance, is to run the football much more and to have Trent Richardson built into this running game in a big way, which he should be. So North Turner believes in that. All right, we want to thank Bernie Kosar for his contribution to the show, and Jim Miller and Jordan Cameron. Want to thank Drew Boatner and Lauren Whitaker and Joe Meadows, my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Want to tell you to stay tuned for the 10th inning with Michael Regai. That's next, and we'll catch you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.